Welcome to the IHSAA Insider, the official podcast of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. Each week, we sit down with former Indiana High School student athletes to hear their stories, how the lessons they learned by being a student athlete from teamwork to perseverance helped prepare them for the successes long after the final whistle. Sit back and enjoy the conversations with the voices who continue to carry Indiana's tradition of excellence forward. Today we are joined by Carmel standout tennis player Rajiv Ram, who was a singles champ in high school, went on to be a doubles champ in college, and then has had an incredible career that we're going to get into. 6 Grand Slam titles, 500 career wins, an incredible just run that you can see for his career. We're so excited to have you on today, Rajiv. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let me get your first reflection. As you know, when I see the posts about the 500 wins and you reflect on your career and you hear all these accolades, all the successes, what goes through your mind when you see that or think about all that you've been able to accomplish?
The first thing is that I'm getting pretty old because it takes a lot of time to do a lot of this stuff. But no, honestly, the thing that matters the most to me is I just know I wouldn't have gotten to some of these or any of these milestones without a great team around me, right? And it's coaches and parents and, you know, just everybody that puts me before them in certain situations and just how appreciative I am of that. Because, you know, when you try to do something kind of at a high level over, you know, a long period of time, you can never do it alone. And I think I'm super grateful for having great people in my life.
That's awesome. So let's go back and talk about the beginnings of that. Because when you do start as a young tennis player, you can't drive yourself. You can't get yourself to these tournaments. You can't do all these things. So I know there's some key people. What do you remember about your start and how it all kind of started to gain momentum going it before you even got to high school?
Yeah. I mean, look, it obviously starts with my parents. I mean, I'm an only child. I don't have any siblings that play. We didn't have a tennis or athletic background in our family. My dad was a scientist. My mom, same thing, you know, they're academic people. And my tennis life started because I was an active kid and, you know, I just happened to have a knack for playing and I loved to play. And my dad would come home every day from work and take me out to the local tennis club or the tennis court in the summer and we would play it. And that was it. It wasn't about becoming a professional. It wasn't about competing. It was just about, you know, doing this thing that I love to do. And it evolved from there to, yeah, a lot of time in the car, a lot of the, you know, time in the airplanes and a lot of time in you know, traveling to tournaments and playing and competing, you know, well before high school. But it was always because it was something I wanted to do and because it's something that was fun for me. It was never, you know, looking forward or looking ahead to what it might become.
Wow, that's that could be a secret sauce for success because you win 9 national, you know, junior titles, you're already set up for success. And then you get to high school, you go to one of the powerhouses in our state for tennis, Carmel, and you have an incredible career there. What was it like playing for Carmel High School in tennis?
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, tennis is weird because it's an individual sport. So you don't play on a team. And I'm pretty sure that was like my real first experience of playing on a team or playing for something more than myself. And I loved it from the minute I started. I thought it was the coolest thing to be able to have teammates and, you know, have them support you, have you support them, have, you know, you play for something bigger than yourself. And that was the thing that I'll remember the most out of it. It was the first time that I had that feeling and it was like addicting almost. I wanted to do that more and more. And obviously, you know, had some success, but more than anything, just having that sort of playing in that environment was what I'll take from it.
Well, and that's so incredible. Let's talk about that success first. That senior year when you win the singles champ, you were undefeated. And I looked at the score of the match in the finals. That had to be an incredible finals, 7-6, 7-6. What do you remember about that tournament?
It was actually my sophomore year. It wasn't my
senior.
Oh,
was it sophomore?
Yeah,
okay.
It was my sophomore
All right.
year. And I remember actually even before that, we played North Central in the, I might get this wrong, but I think it was the regional competition. It was a few rounds before the state finals. And I played a guy named Troy Hahn who – I'll get to this in a minute, but was basically the my biggest rival in the state. He played for North Central. He beat me the year before. He won the state title the year before, and we played at North Central. And I won a super close match. It was 7-6 in the third. And like that was potentially the one thing I remember from high school the most is winning that match against him in that environment, you know, on his right. home courts. And then, yeah, we, you know, played a few more rounds and had a super tight match in the finals. But that one win against North Central was pretty epic. And then, you know, he stayed in tennis too quite a long time. You know, we were actually together at the Olympics in 21 in Tokyo. Yeah. He was one of the coaches for our team. He was That's just fun. At this last Davis Cup tie that we had. So, I mean, we're talking, I don't even remember, that was in 99 and we're in 2025 yeah. and we're still doing this tennis thing together, which is pretty special. I really take a lot from the fact that, you know, we're both at it in one way or another still.
That's incredible. I mean, that one thing that's, I think, very hard, and you kind of already have spoken to it, in that moment, you can't imagine a life of tennis. You yes. know that you might want to go and spend some of your life playing pro or whatever, but to still, both of you still be connecting, you know, 25 years later, it's very special, I'm sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I agree. I mean, that's another thing out of, you know, tennis has given me relationships for a lifetime, you know, things like that, where you play somebody, you know, I think he was a senior, I was a sophomore. We played in high school at, you know, as teenagers, and here we are in our 40s, you know, still coming together for the sport, which is pretty special.
That is. Well, and they're going to honor you at Carmel. They've named the center court, the Rajiv Ram Center Court, which is excellent. And they're going to have a ceremony. How does that make you feel? And what are you looking forward to going to that ceremony?
Humbled, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I take a lot of pride in representing my school, my city, my state, you know, all over the yeah. world whenever I play, and sort of to get that recognition given back, to be associated at, you know, with Todd Witzkin, who the whole complex is named mm-hmm. after, who is somebody I looked up to, you know, as one of the great players to come out of this area. It's amazing. You know, I'm super proud of it. I'm humbled, and I can't wait for the ceremony, to be honest.
That's great. Well, and to be honest, there's no question your career speaks for itself, but what you've done with your foundation, in my estimation, also makes it that you're very worthy of this. Because talk a little bit about your foundation. You've given a tremendous amount back to the state of Indiana in tennis. How did that get started, and what were what's really your highlights from your foundation?
Yeah, so we started, thanks for saying that, by the way, that's really nice of you. Yeah. We started about 12 years ago now. It's a small group. And look, you know, one of the things that I can say for me that's been most inspiring is when I've had people that I've looked up to actually, you know, I've been able to have contact with them in some way, you know? And I just remember, you know, as a kid, I would go to the RCA championships. I was a ball boy. I got, you know, people's autographs. I ended up playing against them. Like these things are meaningful, you know? And I thought, okay, if there was a way that maybe with my, at the time, you know, whatever success it was, if I can sort of be an inspiration to the next generation to say, hey, look, you know, tennis can be something more than just a pastime. It can be something where you dive in, and you don't have to become a pro even, but like if you really apply yourself, you can learn so much about yourself. So it sort of started like that. The highlights for me, every year we try and do a kids clinic where we basically invite kids from potentially areas that they don't experience what that's like. You know, court time's expensive, coaching's expensive. So we try to get them together, and you just see 60, 80 kids running around on, you know, whatever, 4, 5, 6 courts, just having the time of their life. Yeah. We have a little lunch afterwards. We kind of have some interaction. You know, we've given some grants. We've given some grants to some other great players. But that, to me, when you see these kids kind of experience what the sport can give, you know, maybe for the first time or something that they don't get to do very often, is the highlight.
Yeah. Well, and it keeps you young because you're constantly reminded why you played this game from the beginning. And you just said it. It was fun. You went out
That's
with your
right.
dad. It's what
That's
it's supposed
right.
to be. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you talk about what I maybe give them, they give me as much as I give them, if not more, you know, and to see what the game's really all about, even after all these years, is pretty cool.
That's awesome. Let's get into, you had kind of, and maybe it's a normal path for tennis that you can share with all of us, but you didn't go right away to college. You were doing some other tennis things, staying an amateur, winning some things, probably preparing yourself to be a pro. But then you went to Illinois, won a doubles national championship with the University of Illinois, and then your pro career starts after that. Talk through that. How does that happen for you to get you ready to do the next thing?
Yeah. So tennis is a little different than other sports. It's sort of like there's, you know, I think it's because of the global nature of it. We compete against players from all over the world. So I only played, you know, I played my 2 years of high school tennis. And after that, started traveling quite extensively for the sport in thinking that it would be something, you know, that would be potentially a career. So yeah, I did play quite a few events at that point, my junior and senior year of high school, while still going to school, which was a challenge for sure. But wasn't quite ready or good enough to play on tour right away. So I went to Illinois. We had an amazing team, amazing coach. Again, like I said, these, you know, you just kind of get lost, or not forget, but you just, it's amazing how many people are helpful along the way. But we had an amazing group there. And yeah, we ended up winning the team title. I won the doubles title. And again, like I said, playing for a team was something that was so special for me. And that was another time that I got to do it in college. And then, yeah, I started my pro career after my 1 year at school.
Well, and you seem to be a little bit of a team guy, though, because even though you did play some singles at the pro level, you retired from singles in 2017, and really where your wheelhouse has been is in the doubles realm. Yeah. What's it like? You know, you've had some different partners. Does it take a while for you to get comfortable? Talk through some of those things that, you know, you've had to experience as a pro.
Yeah, I did for sure. I mean, I played, you know, singles from, I turned pro in 2004, and then until 2017, that was my priority for sure. And so after that, you know, I had, you know, winning a couple of titles, I was pretty proud of that, but I felt like I could do more in doubles if I dedicated myself fully to it. And so, yeah, that's when it started being sort of my only, my main focus and my priority. And yeah, it's different because, you know, you play in singles, you're playing by yourself, and all of a sudden now you have a teammate, and this is your complete livelihood, your complete focus. And I've been lucky. I have had some, you know, different partners, but I played with one guy for 6 years, which in tennis is quite a long time. So we were able to actually develop like a relationship and sort of, you know, a good vibe on the court where we felt like, you know, we knew each other kind of inside and out when it came to the matches.
Yeah. And that's so incredible, because that's part of your success. You kind of outplay people because you have that chemistry beyond what maybe your, you know, just natural abilities are and what you've done. So I love watching that good chemistry on a doubles team is a lot of fun to watch.
Man, yeah.
That's what I grew up watching. Yeah. You know, when we talk about tennis, women's tennis was what was on TV when I was a kid. There weren't women's sports to watch. So I watched, you know, Pam Shriver, Martina Navratilova. Those were my idols. And it really gave me, as a woman looking to become an athlete, sport. But I viewed it as a team sport, not just individual. So you've got to live that out.
Yeah. I mean, look, one of my most memorable accomplishments is winning an Olympic medal with Venus Williams in 2016 in Rio. And like, one of the things that we were just talking about prior to getting on was how tennis, I feel like, sort of leads the way in, you know, the gender equality and really giving a place for female athletes to feel like they belong, which is awesome. I mean, we've played for medals and for Grand Slam titles in mixed doubles, which is a man and a woman versus a man and a woman, basically since tennis started, you know, and it's sort of a new thing maybe in the world of sport as, you know, in general, but for us, it's always there. It's always been there. Yeah. And I think, it's pretty cool to see tennis, you know, being sort of the leading sport in that realm.
Yeah, it's played a very important role for sure. You know, you talked about your silver medal with Venus in 2016. You won another silver medal in 2024, but that was in doubles. So you've been able to not just, you know, do that once, which is an amazing feat, but keep on going. What do you have to do to have your staying power now and continue to be successful after 20 plus years on the tour?
Yeah. Well, firstly, I wish one of those medals was a little shinier, was a little golder, but it's all right. I'll take it. No, I think the attitude for me is the biggest thing, right? Like we said from the very beginning, I mean, I play the sport because it's fun. I play the sport to try and be the best I can be. It's not always to win. It's not always to, you know, reach the next goal or to make a result or something like that. I think those things can kind of get exhausting. And then it can also be like a let off when you do make the goal or reach the goal. Then it's like, okay, what's next? And I think improvement is infinite. Like you can never, there's always something you can get better at. So I think that's been a big motivating factor for me, is always feeling like, especially with age, some things get worse, but maybe there's something you can still get a little bit better at. And so it's been more of an attitude thing, I think, for me than anything else.
Yeah. So you're going to keep going. We don't need to talk about the age but there's some incredible things that you're doing at your age that isn't normal. When you look around the tour, you talked about another 40-year-old. There's not very many of you who are still in the game. So do you have thoughts on how this wraps up, or are you just going to keep on doing it as long as it's fun and you can do it? You keep on doing it.
Yeah, no, look, I've, at this point, I definitely have had thoughts about how it wraps up. I know I don't want to be the kind of player who feels like I'm not really able to compete at the highest level. You know, that's important to me. I feel like, you know, I feel like I want to go into tournaments feeling like I'm there to win them, not there to just participate. And, you know, that's a personal feeling that I want to have. So as soon as that isn't there anymore and I'm feeling like I'm just showing up, I think I'm very happy and proud of what I've been able to accomplish, but that'll be enough for me, and I'll be ready to move on to the next thing.
That'll be the time. Yeah. Well, the state of tennis where it's at, think about the progression, where you started and how it is now. What are the biggest changes you've seen, and what do you foresee for the future that you think will really impact the sport?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Tennis has changed so much since I started on tour. I think the biggest way that I would say it's changed is in the scientific and the sort of integral way or intricate way that people go about their training, their recovery. Yeah. I mean, when I first started, it was like, okay, you play for however long and you do a couple stretches to warm up, you do a couple stretches to cool down, and that's it. And now it's like, you know, you're probably doing the warm up and cool down for as long as your practice is. You know, it's so specific to what you need as an athlete. The recovery is so specific, the eating, the, you know, ice baths and the massage and the training and all that. So like the tennis is one thing, and the competitiveness has always been there. I think the greats find a way to be better competitors than everybody else. But the way that people go about sort of taking care of themselves and being ready for that competition is completely changed.
Well, and I, you know, and the thing that's interesting is that, you know, maybe people say things like people are more athletic now than they were, but you had incredible athletes for their time, for what they were able to do, because of the training was very different versus now. And you're competing against young people who have incredible resources that you have too, but it's very different because you've got to have a competitive edge, the intelligence, or maybe the wisdom that helps you to win.
Sure. I don't really buy that people were better athletes back in the, or now than they were back in the day. I don't really buy that, because you see what the players in any sport could do then. It was amazing given the resources they had. You said it perfectly. And I'm pretty confident that had those players had the resources that we have now, they would have been just as exceptional. So I don't think that's the case. I do think that, you know, you have to keep up with the times though.
Right. You do. And you've had to do that. And you were just playing in the US Open just this, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and made it to the quarterfinals and having that success on the national stage or on the world stage. Give us a little insight into what that felt like for you, how competitive it is, what does it feel like when you're in those moments?
I'll tell you when I really realize how competitive it is when I leave those situations. And when, like, I come home and you just realize how tired you are, both mentally and physically, you know, like when you're in it, it's like, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next day look like? What's the next practice? And it just sort of keeps going. And you're in this wheel that just keeps going, and you don't really realize how exerting it is until it's over. And then you don't have to do it the next day. And you just feel like, oh my goodness, it's just been such a weight that's been there the whole time to make sure, you know, cause it takes a lot. It takes a lot to make sure you're prepared fully and to be able to, you know, try your best and give yourself the best shot. So sometimes when we're in it, we don't realize it until you're out of it for a couple of weeks. Then you realize how much you gave of yourself.
That's awesome. I love that. You've already mentioned some influential people in your life, your parents, your family, and some coaches. Is there anybody else that you would particularly point to that maybe changed the trajectory for you? Because you go pro, you're having some success, but there's a whole lot of people like you who maybe had early success that aren't where you are now.
Yeah.
Anybody that you would point to that say, this person, or that, you know, really helped change my trajectory for my career?
You know what, to be honest with you, not that came into my life later. I mean, I think I've had a lot of great inspirations and all that, but I've always gravitated towards the people that were there from the beginning and the people that I feel like, you know, they were looking out for me when there was nothing to look out for, you know? And I think that's pretty special. You know, So, you know, my dad actually was probably my biggest influence, and this might be even hard to talk about, but he passed away in 2019. So, you know, it's a hard thing when you have someone like that in your life and all of a sudden, you know, there's an illness and it kind of goes pretty fast. So, you know, dealing with that was a real challenge in sort of the beginning of my career, or no, sorry, towards the end of my career, excuse me. And then the other person would be obviously my mom, and she's thankfully, you know, been there for all of it, and she's still there, and she came to US Open this year, and she came to the Olympics last year. So that's, she's been incredible. And then my coach, Brian Smith, who's been, is actually another state champ in tennis. I don't remember what year that was. It was before me by a bit, but, you know, he's been my coach since I was about 14 years old. And, cool. You know, that doesn't really happen in tennis too much, where the same person's sort of by your side for the whole time. So again, like I said, I mean, he was there before there was anything to be there for, just because that's just the kind of guy he is. And so to have him be around for some of these moments is pretty, is something that for me is it makes it worth it.
That's awesome. Well, there's the that connection obviously has made a huge impact. And for you guys, like you said, to keep it through all this time. The interesting part for me is I knew about your father passing away in 2019, and you look at when all of your Grand Slam titles have come, it's right after that time. Yeah. So, you know, that must've been a really bittersweet, wonderful that you're finally breaking through. He's watching from wherever, but it's not, you know, it's not
like where I'd like him to be watching from.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of
course. Know, it's hard. Some of those moments, especially the first couple ones, like after it was, you know, really fresh still, we're almost like, you know, you win this thing and you're like, it's this moment of pure happiness, but there was definitely, you know, some bitter mixed in there for sure. Cause he wasn't there to enjoy it with us.
Yeah, that's a wonderful tribute to him, though, that you gave him that credit as your influential person. I love that. So, well, you know what? You have been incredible. I have one more question that I always ask all my guests. You know, if you could go back and tell young Rajiv anything after where you are now, what you know now, what would you go back and tell that kid?
Only one thing. I have a lot of things I'd tell that kid, but
only
one thing. I would just say, to make sure that you don't think that results or things that happen are so definite, you know, like it's a long, long road. And even though I did a pretty good job with that attitude, cause I always thought about improvement. I always thought about the future. There's still moments where things, you know, they just seem so heavy and so important at the time.
Yeah.
When you look back now and it's like, I don't even remember that happened, you know? Yeah. And so just to really realize that, you know, whatever it is not definite, and you can go up or down from it. And that includes the successes. Sometimes my biggest traps were the times when I did really well and thought, well, this is just going to happen forever, you know?
Yeah.
And Brian has a great saying. He's like, sometimes you just get fat and happy, and we need to pull you back into reality. So sometimes his most difficult work is actually after I've done something good and I've won something, that he's got to make sure I stay on the right trajectory. Cause before you know it, you know, somebody catches up to you. So that's
great. I love it. Yeah. A great coach always understands that. We'll give Brian his due. Heath just looked up. Our producer just looked up. He was a 1992 state champ.
92. All right.
Does that sound right? Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I love it. That's good. It's nice to give him a little props as well. Yeah. So, well, Rajiv, this has been a terrific, terrific morning. Way to start my morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And congratulations not only on a terrific high school career, college career, and also your pro career as it continues on. Enjoy your celebration as they name the center court at Carmel High School, the Rajiv Ram Center Court. And we look forward to continuing watching your success in our future.
Thanks so much. That's really nice. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Join us next time, everybody, where we find another legend in Indiana. They're everywhere. They're out there doing great things with their sports from the IHSAA. We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you for joining us on the IHSAA Insider. Tune in next time for more conversations with the legends of Indiana high school sports. And remember, this is your IHSAA.